Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but you on the phone lines and Evan on the board, 844-967-2789. We're discussing the I guess, new frontrunner of the GOP primary, construction businessman Tim Michaels. And I see some callers lining up, so let's get over to the phone lines up first this afternoon. We got Eastside Dave calling in. Eastside, what are your thoughts on the day?
Hello, I haven't heard your show before, but it wasn't for lack of interest. But I really want to chime in about one of my biggest complaints about our political system, which is that there's this endless idea that people have been brainwashed into this country to think that we always have exactly the same two parties that run, and that's it. And if you wanted to vote for the Green Party, don't waste your vote, and like that. And then there was a guy named Ralph Nader who tried to run a while back, and he just said these two parties are like Tweedledee and Tweedledum, which I guess were some, I don't know, fairy tale kind of guys and, you know, dummies. And so my thinking is just, you know, I come from Wisconsin, U.S. citizen. And is this all we've got? Is this all we can do? Two parties, and we're supposed to be the leaders of democracy in this world. I see this as why we are a joke. And also, guys, I think back to the 1980s when I first started hearing about how liberals are from hell. And not to mention, if you're on the left, you're from hell. You should burn in hell. You know? So what you get from this is everybody should be a right-wing, Bible-thumping Southern Baptist, whatever. And, yeah. And this is why people don't vote, man.
Hey, so, Eastside, I mean, I would love some democratic reforms in regards to voting and the way that our democracy is conducted. I think having third, fourth, fifth parties included in campaigning would be fascinating. You see other democracies do it around the world. Unfortunately, our system's just not set up for that. And most of the time, the moaning, I guess, or bemoaning of the two-party system only happens around elections. But if you wanted to see the rise of a popular third party, that's something you'd have to be putting in the work on 365 days out of the year, every single year. And it's a lot of hard work to get on the ballot, and being able to create a third party like that would take a lot of effort. And I wish people talked about it more than just around elections, when they find out who the candidates are, and then they're not too thrilled with the choices. But for the most part, you got to deal with the hand that you're dealt in the system that you're in until you can change that system. And so I believe that there could be reforms like ranked choice voting and ideas like that that could be implemented to make it more democratic, to allow easier access for third parties on the ballot. But unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of appetite at all for that in either party, but I believe there's a bigger appetite for it in the Democratic Party. I'll be completely honest about that. There is no interest in making it easier to vote or improving the voting system on behalf of Republicans. Republicans want it to be stricter to vote, not expand that access and make it easier for everybody to vote. They want fewer people to vote because they know they win low turnout elections. It's a Republican strategy. Republicans try to depress the vote, and that's what they do. And so I completely agree with the sentiment. I wish we could see maybe a little bit more of a rise in third-party candidates. I don't know if the Green Party ever really does itself any favors. They're not necessarily as powerful as, say, the Green Party is in Europe. And in that nature, there's not as well of a political organization there behind that party, but
Well, there's also this sort of system of alliances, right? So, yeah, you have five or six parties, parliamentary, but they know how to coalesce.
Yeah, and parliamentary coalitions are a huge aspect of that, and you see a lot of compromise. But the United States system is not set up for compromise. You hear all these righties that don't want to see the filibuster removed. Oh, it fosters bipartisanship. You can't get rid of the filibuster. It's holy. You can't get rid of that. It's a tool used by the minority to prevent anything from happening. There's no compromise. You still see it. There was a bipartisan proposal through the U.S. House of Representatives earlier today to allow the federal government to provide more insight and funds and assistance for states and local governments to create active shooting warning alert systems. And 168 Republicans, I believe, still voted against it. It was a bipartisan bill. It had bipartisan support, and still 168 Republicans voted against it. U.S. Representative Ron Kind, the only Democrat, actually, to vote against it as well. He was concerned that it would cause too much confusion and add to the more chaos, I believe, was the quote from that press release I took a glance at today. But 168 Republicans said no. And that's just the state of the minority rule. There's no effort there to compromise. They don't want to compromise. They want to be against everything. And it's just not there. Up next on the phone lines this afternoon, we got Bill from Oconomowoc calling in. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. You were talking about Tim Michaels a little while ago. I'd like to ask him and Rebecca. And by the way, Rebecca, I believe I got a notice. About a day ago, she's going to be at the Cornerstone Pub in Oconomowoc, I believe, at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Just anybody interested, ask her some questions. The questions I have for her and Michaels, well, since you're Republicans and since the Republicans created Foxconn, how are they going to resolve it? And how are they going to resolve the DNR that they blew up? And how are they going to resolve the educational system that you tore to pieces? And you know how they're going to respond. They're going to walk away. They're going to ignore it. They're going to say, oh, they're trying to start trouble. No, that's a real question. I was ever wondering if, like, on your show or Crudy's or whoever, they ought to start calling these people online or their offices and requesting to come on air and speak their piece with you guys. I know you treat them with respect. I doubt they'd ever show up, but you never know. Ron Johnson showed up. These guys might. And I think they know you're not going to bash them six ways a Sunday, but you're going to ask them honest questions. I'll hang up and ask you to listen to your thoughts. Thank you for giving me some airtime. Take care and have a good day.
Absolutely. You have a great day as well, Bill. I am open to dialogue. I am open to have a conversation with pretty much anybody. And I'm not afraid of that. The phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. But Bill, I have a feeling that, again, and it leads to where I started off the show, Tim Michaels, I think, is acting like this enigma because he wants to win the primary but run as a moderate. It's what his goal, I believe, is in this vein. And I don't know if moderation can be something that he wins a Republican primary on, so that's not what he's doing right now. He's got the Trump endorsement and he's kind of ducking out from journalists, from debates, and he's fine spending his own money on TV ads of him in a truck. He's happy to receive the lead in the polls that he has from the Marquette University Law School polling, and he's comfortable riding that wave for the next 3.5 weeks until the primary is here. And so it's definitely an interesting strategy. I don't know if it will work. I'm curious to know. I absolutely think that the Republicans have to answer for Foxconn. They absolutely should, but you're right. They will tend to run away from questions like that because Rebecca Clayfish doesn't want to accept responsibility for that. It's not at all what her goal is between now and August 9th. She doesn't want to answer for that between now and November either. Republicans are going to blame anything else other than own up to responsibility on the blunder. And that is a polite way of describing it. The blunder that has been Foxconn for southeastern Wisconsin and the state as a whole. And I don't know exactly. This campaign season is in full swing. We've less than 4 weeks away from the primary, and Tim Michaels has this strategy, and I'm curious to know if it's going to work, honestly. But like I said, taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Up next, we got our friend Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you? I hope you guys are having a good day. It's sounding great as usual. You know, the one caller that was frustrated about the parties, if he's really concerned, he might want to join the party that's most like his ideas and what he wants in our state. And there's a lot of people that have joined the Democratic Party that have made really positive changes. And I'm thinking of the young people. They're really got good ideas. We need new thinking. And then we have the older people who know how to get things done. And I think that, you know, the Democratic Party is changing in a positive way with all the young people's input. And the older people are starting to listen. And they're starting to move away from their old ways toward progression. And the Republican Party, well, sorry about that, but I've been an independent my entire life, and they're fascist. They have moved to the fascist regime, and there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Taking away, or really pushing forced pregnancy on women. Give me a break. Interfering with elections, making it more difficult to vote. Trying to make laws from the Supreme Court down. It is just unnerving. I think people who are just running down both parties need to wake up and really pay attention to what's going on. And thank you guys for doing such a great job of informing the public, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Jeannie, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and appreciate your call. You can be like Jeannie, 844-967-2789. I agree. Both sides isms is one of the most frustrating things ever to keep an eye on. The false equivalency. Equivalency for the sake of equivalency. When news outlets or parties or organizations try to chalk it up as both sides just to seem fair and balanced is very frustrating.
And I think it's disingenuous.
It's disingenuous. Usually it's one of the best indicators for me that you haven't been paying attention. Like, like outcrying that, oh, well, we're not taking all callers because you're sitting on hold. But, you know, I have a feeling I'm going to regret this. We got a couple minutes before the break. Let's see what he has to say. CJ and Stoughton, what do you want to talk about today, CJ?
Well, Luke and Evan, I want to talk about Tim Michaels.
All right. Well, let's keep it on topic then.
World right now. How many employees does he have?
I don't know how many employees. How many does he have?
8,000 employees. You know what the average salary is?
Nope.
They're union jobs. You know what the average salary is? $75,000 a year.
Those state contracts that he gets for building roads are really helpful to employ all 8,000 and provide those salaries, I bet.
Well, I tell you what, it does pretty darn good for our economy, and this guy's a job creator, something that your candidates have never done other than what?
I'm not running any of these races, CJ.
We're living in a Democrat world now, so you guys are terrified of them. And we've got a couple of good candidates. I can't wait to see the debates. But
Tim Michaels will skip it. Tim Michaels will skip. Yeah, I mean, Tim Michaels is going to skip it, CJ. He's already skipped out on debates.
You know what? It doesn't matter. You guys can worry about it.
It doesn't matter.
You're concerned about him.
I'm concerned that we're not talking about him enough because he is the front runner right now, CJ. And I absolutely believe that his record.
Hell of a good governor.
All right. I don't know because he won't answer the questions. He's not going to the debates, CJ. And sorry, when you try to talk over me, then I got to put you on hold. But I took your call. You classify as everyone. Like I said, I'm open to the debate. I think it's pretty interesting that he's going to run on his family business. He co-owns it with his family, and he didn't found it. He's running from what I hear, Michael's Construction is a good employer. I don't disagree with that. I don't necessarily believe that means he's got the best qualifications to be the leader of the state. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789.
The troops. All the troops.